Hit 96.9. You're waking up with Josiah and Ellie this morning. And The Block, we've loved it all season, but last night came to its epic conclusion and Underdogs came out of nowhere. Hayden and Sarah took it out and they join us now. Congratulations,
well done, guys.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yay! Oh, my God. How are you feeling this morning? How are the heads this morning first up?
Oh, I'm so hungover. No, I can't even have a drink to celebrate. This is devastating.
I'm drinking for two. Don't worry.
A good boy. Oh,
not only did you take home a whole bunch of money last night, but you announced your second pregnancy. Congrats again.
Yes.
Thank you.
I thought I'd make it easy rather than doing lots of congratulations. Just roll it all into one and say, hey, we're pregnant. Congrats. Oh, we won. Oh, congrats again.
How much sleep have you guys actually had, though?
I think by the time we got through all the social media things last night, as well as, you know, talking to our family and everybody else, maybe 3 or 4 hours.
Oh, so good effort.
Half asleep.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll get used
to it,
guys.
It's kind of like having a newborn all over again. It's all good. We're
exactly.
used to it.
We're very happy.
Being back on the block.
Yeah, what's the difference? Anyway, we're very happy for you guys. You are our favourites. We've done interviews with all the contestants, and between you and us, you guys were by far our favourite interview.
Are you just saying this because they're rich now?
Yeah. Yeah, 10%, that's all I asked for.
I know. Can we have some of your money that you've got now, please?
I just love, though, that you guys had an apartment and you opted not to get the penthouse, and that decision has paid off so massively because yours sold more than any of the penthouses. Is that crazy?
Yeah, it's crazy. We could not believe that. We were just hoping for a great result for everyone because, you know, that was going to be the best thing for the series. And, yeah, for our apartment to get over the $3 million mark, it was like, wow.
We thought the penthouses were going to crack the $3 million mark.
Mm-hmm.
But when they didn't, that's when we were like, oh, no, that's not good. Like, we didn't think that was going to happen. To be honest, it's $3 million for an apartment compared to, you know, I think it was, what, $2.95 for a penthouse.
Yeah.
That was actually quite devastating to hear for us.
Yeah.
Because we'd set the benchmark and, you know, I think Jess and Norm were after us and it's like, well, okay, that's what Sarah and Hayden have got. Let's see if we can crack this. And they were trying to push and push and push, you know, to at least get that $3 million mark.
And we were cheering them on. We wanted them all to get as high as they could, obviously. So,
yeah, of course.
You know, yeah.
How were the nerves when you were at auction day?
Oh, I was nervous watching for you.
I reckon I was actually way more nervous when the reserves came out at that meeting we had. Like, that was way more nerve-wracking than actually watching the auction because we just weren't sure what was going to happen with that, you know.
Oh, man, seriously, it's actually worse than getting married. Like, just the nerves, the amount of nerves. That I was more nervous at the auction than my own wedding. And then Hayden, it was even like the crying. I was crying at the auction because I was like, oh, we're pregnant. And I didn't cry once at my wedding. And then Hayden cried at the wedding. But he cried because Harlow was walking down the aisle.
Aww.
Not even because I was walking down the aisle.
Well, you know, come on, Sarah. It was pretty cute when she walked.
Yeah, like, you know, there's so many emotions going on the auction couch. It was just more intense, you know, I guess on the auction couch than what it was when we actually, got married. So,
of course.
Anyway.
Can I ask, what are you guys going to do with the money?
Yeah, we're going to put it straight back into our renovation that we had on hold in Sydney. So we're going to try and...
Hold on, you're doing more renovating?
No, paying other people for it though this time, surely.
Yes.
It won't be exactly as strict a time frame in terms of, you know, the block and our renovation, but yeah, we do need a bigger place for our family. So, you know, that was why we came on the show was, you know, just for our future and, you know, that's just exactly where we're going to put the money to start off with and maybe a little holiday and look after our friends and family.
Oh, good on you guys.
Would you ever do it again? Would you ever go back on the block?
Oh, look, if the timing is right, and that's the thing for us, everything aligned this first time around. You know, just because, like, during the whole process, we got married, we had interviews like to try and, you know, get into the show. Literally every single thing had aligned. So It was literally just fate.
Except
for us.
For some of the judges' feedback. That was very aligning.
No, there was nothing aligning about that. But, yeah, look, if the timing was right, I mean, we obviously can't do next season, but, you know, who knows? Who knows what the future holds?
Yeah, and who cares about the judges' feedback now? Is it you guys kind of just like, what do you guys know? We won. Everything you told us about, every bad thing you told us about our apartment was wrong.
Well, we just, I mean, and that's the thing. We just had conviction. We knew what we wanted to do. We knew the apartment that we loved. We never wavered from that. And in the end, we just delivered, you know, a really great product that became a family home. So, yeah, look, we're just really happy that, you know, that's what we were able to achieve. And, you know, now the new owners get to enjoy that.
Mm. Yeah,
$645,000, Ada. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks. And good luck if you ever do decide to get it, to do it again. And good luck with the new baby.
Yeah, congrats, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Have a great day, guys.